Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today we're going to go over Revelation 22:13 in Greek. The last couple of lessons have been pretty technical, so this is just a really easy memory verse for you. Revelation 22:13 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Okay, so let's look at this in Greek. Ego imi to Alpha ke to Omega, archi ke telos, o protos ke o eschatos. All right, so let's look at this word by word. This is really familiar to you by now. Ego imi, I am, to Alpha ke to Omega. All right, now these are two uppercase letters here. Of course, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha, Omega. All right, now notice that they both are preceded by the word the, and it's in the singular neuter form, to. So when we see letters of the alphabet like Alpha and Omega, they are treated as a neuter word. So we have ego imi to Alpha ke to Omega. Archi means beginning. Should remember that from John 1:1. Ke telos. Telos is a new word for you, end. All right? So we've got beginning and end. Notice that in the Greek, it doesn't use the word the, because the word the is just used differently in Greek as it is in English. There are often going to be times in Greek where the is used where we would not use it in English and vice versa. It's just a difference in language, not a change in the meaning whatsoever. Ego imi to Alpha ke to Omega, archi ke telos, o protos, the first, o protos, ke o eschatos. And the O here is the word the in the masculine singular. This is the neuter singular of the word the. Both are in nominative case. These are predicate nominatives because they follow the state of being verb. So we have ego imi to Alpha ke to Omega, archi ke telos, o protos ke o eschatos. Now, protos should be pretty easy for you to remember because you probably know the English word prototype. There are English words that are derived from this Greek word protos, which means first, okay? And then the word eschatos is where we get our word eschatology. When people talk about end times Bible prophecy, they talk about eschatology. Eschatology, the ology ending means the study of. So eschatology is the study of last things. Eschatos means last. Eschatos is last. So eschatology is the study of final things or last things. All right. That's why it's used in regard to end times Bible prophecy, the last things, okay, the end times. So again, this is a good verse to memorize. It's easy. Give you a break on this lesson. But I hope that you've been memorizing the Bible verses as you've gone. I hope that you're writing them down. These are the ways that you're going to learn. Writing out the Bible verses, memorizing them. In any charts or anything that I draw, write them out. Memorize them. Learn them. This is a pretty easy verse, but you do well to memorize it.